Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Hello everyone, welcome back with me Adela Yusniati on my podcast. And here I will read what I heard in the video from Ikhlas. The video tells the story of the power of passion and perseverance. Okay. When he was 27 years old, he left the very demanding job of management consulting for an ever more demanding job, teaching. He taught mathematics for grade 7 junior high school at New York City Public School. And like any other teacher, he makes some quiz and exams, gives homework assignment, and when they are submit, he gives them a grade. And he spoke up. IQ isn't the only difference between my best and my worst students. Some of those who get the best grade don't have unusual high IQ. Some of the smart kids don't do very well. And this got me thinking, some of the things you need to learn in maths for junior high school grade 1 are of course very difficult: comparisons, decimal, area of parallelogram. But these concepts are not impossible, and I firmly believe that any of my students can learn the material if they work hard and long enough. After several years of teaching, he concluded that what we need in education is a better understanding of pupil and learning from a motivational point of view. From a psychologist point of view and strong determination. Determination is passion and perseverance for long-term goals. Determination means having stamina. Determination clings to your future every day, not just for a week, not a month, but for years. And to work really hard to make the future a reality. Determination is to live like a marathon, not a close race. By far, the best idea if heard about building willpower in children is something called a developing mindset. This is an idea development at Stanford University by Carol Dweck, and it is the belief that the ability to learn can change with your effort. Dr. Dweck has shown that when children read and learn about the brain and how the brain change and develop in response to challenge, they tend to be more persistent when they fail because they don't believe fail is a permanent condition. And so a growing mindset is a good idea to build willpower, but we need more. It is the work that is before use. We need to take your best ideas, your stronger intuition, and we need to dash them. We need to measure whether we have success, and we must be willing to fail, to be wrong, to start all over again with what we have learned. Okay. And maybe that's all I can say. More or less, I'm sorry. And thank you. See you on my next podcast.